This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 292, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true story, of course, and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today, we are reading 1 Samuel chapter 8. Now, as I was saying to you, my beloved, I don't know how the Lord is going to lead me with the standing between the living and the dead service. I do know many of you want me to continue with that, but as I said, I am getting older, and if you are a preacher, you know what I'm talking about. If you truly preach and preach the Word of God, it is extremely draining, and that's not whining or complaining. That's what any preacher will tell you. It is something. It is extremely draining. And I know a man who's a descendant of the Mandingos. I mean, he's hard as a rock. Old man. He's about 80-something now. Going on 90. And natural muscles can outrun me. And he's 20-something years old, and it's a shame. I hate to admit it. But the man proved it one day. We were preaching and having a meeting in Warner Robins, Georgia. And we had to both go to the store, go to the mall there, right off the highway. And it started sprinkling. And we were talking about how that I could beat him running and he could beat me running and all that kind of thing. And it just so happened we got to the parking lot, we parked way out there. And, I mean, listen to me, there's some people who, because of their lineage, they are just built for football and stuff like that. He's one of them. And I thought because he was 20 years older than me, I could beat him easily. Because I used to run track and all of that. Well, he beat me, to make a long story short. And he loves to tell that story, and I hate to hear it. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, starting today, I'll be preaching the gospel, and within an hour, by the grace of God, if the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we'll be preaching the first day. And we're doing that because they say, if you want to preach to a live audience around the world, the best time to do it for us is around 7:30. So bear with us as we get into this. It's really actually 7:30 to 8:30 is the window. So that's where we'll be. And so tell your family, tell your friends, tell your enemies, but especially tell the lost to tune in. Because, as you know, by the grace of God, God called me to be an evangelist, and I have no problem preaching the gospel to people, none. And I, as you know, will make it plain. All right. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I praise you and I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And I thank you, Lord, that if I know myself, that I do not take any of those things for granted. And when I pray it, I mean it, by your grace. And I praise you and I thank you for the millions and manifold and many blessings you have bestowed upon us. I praise you for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, mental and physical blessings as well, that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. Today is a blessing. Today is a blessing. Yes, the devil has attacked. The devil is attacking. And Lord, we pray and we thank you that we're not ignorant of his wicked devices. And even though it is a little bit placid right now, we know that the devil will make it unplacid as soon as he can when somebody drops his or her God. So Lord, I do pray for all of these blessings you've bestowed upon us. And Lord, help us all to individually to be honest, to confess our sins, our failures, and our faults. Lying, dishonesty, deceit, pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, bad attitudes, and bad spirits. Lord, I marvel at how you created beautiful creatures, but we mar ourselves and we make ourselves ugly through sin, and sometimes we don't even know it. We don't see the ugliness. Other people do. You can look at a person and tell if they're corrupt if you have some discernment. So from you, and so Lord, have mercy and grace upon us, and please forgive us of our sins, our failures, and our faults. Crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us today with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit on this special day of commencing the preaching of the gospel. Lay upon my heart and give me the message you would have me to preach regarding the gospel. Save those who are lost and transform their lives. Open blinded eyes, unstop deaf ears. And Holy Father God, I pray that you will give us the power of your Holy Spirit, your unction and your anointing, to read your holy word once again. Lord, make it real to us once again. Speak to our hearts once again. Help us to see the underlying principles and your amazing sovereignty, how you patiently work things out in your own time. This is all magnificent and marvelous to our eyes. And Lord, I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, today, that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias, Lord, out of the hearts, minds, souls, and spirits of people here. Lord, some even in my family, Lord, cast out these demon spirits that are hell-bent and prone to wander away from you and your holy word, and hell-bent and prone to try to hinder your work, to try to hinder your gospel from being preached. Lord, I pray that you would cast out the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias. And Lord, cast out the demonic sins of prowlessness and pride and stubbornness and rebelliousness, arrogancy, bad attitudes and bad spirits, hatred, bitterness and resentment out of the lives of the people here who have that problem, and give everybody sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, not only right now, not only this morning, but throughout this day. And Lord, I do pray that even though parties will be had, and we will have three basically joined parties for today, but Lord, help us to be sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful during the party, so that we can have a wonderful afterglow and a peaceful afternoon, morning, afternoon, and evening. Holy Father God, lay upon my heart the message and the words that you'll have me to preach as we commence this campaign. We pray, Lord, that you would save those who are lost. Revive those, Lord, who are saved. And Lord, I do pray that you will give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and do everything that is within us to get along with those around us to serve you well. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would deliver each and every one of us from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Help us to submit to you, love you back, and obey you, and be faithful to you. And for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And Lord, we pray that you'll help all of us to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways, and to repent. And Holy Father God, bless and anoint the service to follow. And Lord, I do pray that you'll help us to get back to you, our first love. And Lord, so many people do not want to do that because it requires repenting and turning from their evil that they're planning on doing, hoping to do, even in the midst of a plague. God, have mercy and grace upon us all and deliver us from evil and give us a heart that hates evil in our own lives and is more concerned about justice being done and your holy name glorified. And Lord, I do pray for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving. Lord, we pray that you do this in our individual families, our churches, our communities, in this country and around the globe. And Holy Father God, I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would deliver us from all of our distresses and afflictions, cares and worries and anxieties, troubles, problems and fears. Fill us with your peace and joy. Place, Lord, upon us the whole armor of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you deliver us tonight from tribulations and troubles, this morning, from tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. Give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. And Lord God in heaven, I do pray that you would bless and protect our family and do the same for all other families that name the name of Christ. Protect our family from ourselves, from our flesh, and from the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world as well. In Jesus Christ's name, I do pray. Lord, help me to do this podcast episode well for your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing the Word of God, thus saith the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 8. And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah, and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. Now therefore hearken unto their voice, howbeit yet protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said, This will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots. And he will appoint him captains over thousands and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and ye shall be his servants. And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you. And the Lord will not hear you in that day. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, Nay, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, Go ye every man unto his city. His city. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for blessing me to read your holy word and to understand it, to teach it to others. And Lord God in heaven, I pray for the salvation of the lost. Help them to hear and understand the gospel as they hear it right now in this podcast. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, and that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead. Please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.